My father, Sergei Krukov, is from Nikolsky. My mother is from St. George Island of the Pribilofs.
In the summer of 1942, they were both evacuated from their communities, along with their parents, siblings, aunts, and uncles.
And I remember my mom would always say, we were told we had 24 hours to take one suitcase.
Janice Krukov says her parents were young when it happened, just 10 or 11 years old. But decades later, they both remembered that day well, the day government officials ordered them onto a boat and sent them away from their homes. Janice says her father's journey took him past Unalaska, still smoldering from Japanese bombs.
My dad was saying he remembers how he seen the Northwestern burning. He said it was dark smoke, and he said he never forgot that.
He never forgot, and he passed his memories onto Janice and her siblings. Her mother did the same.
My parents spoke to me quite a bit when I was younger about the war and the experience they had.
For that, Janice says she's grateful. She knows some elders don't like to talk about the internment. While she understands and respects that choice, she's glad her family has passed on some of their stories.
There's times I almost feel blessed that both of my parents were an evacuee. I know that's strange to say, but I am very proud of my parents and those who cared for them in Southeast. They survived.
Now, Janice wants to make sure their history survives too.
Me as a parent at this generation, it is my responsibility to make sure that I tell my children, my two sons, of what their grandparents went through.
Janice says she tells her children as much as she knows about the 3 years their family spent in Southeast. The nice days when they played outside, the hard days when they ached to go home, and the faith they relied on to stay hopeful through it all.
I want them to know that, you know, you can't take life for granted. You can't take a meal for granted. My mom used to tell me that too. She says, every time you eat, make the sign of the cross, because someday there's going to be a day of hunger.
Lately, Janice says she feels an even greater urgency to hold on to the history of the evacuation. That's because the Anunga who lived through it are growing older and passing on.
This is the 75th anniversary. 75 years. So you can imagine their age now. Will we have another one? I don't know.
Her father will commemorate this anniversary at 85 years old, though a stroke has clouded some of his memories. Her mother died years ago at age 60. Janice says she'll honor them both by continuing to share their stories with her family, with the next generation of Anunga, and beyond.